life, my life, my life, my life, and the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
Vibes, it is, on it go.
Je ne l'ai pas permis car il connaît les rythmes. Bon sang, sans ramener.
verrouillent car les bases sur des sites. Toutes les mains fermées car ils connaissent les limites. Dans le bon sens, on va me les verrouiller car les bases sur des sites. Mes passions, mes passions, mes passions.
Respect to my family. Kick it.
The funk is on the ball.
What you said?
Et puis un mystère, mystère.
There you have it, folks. Some French hip-hop from Soon EMC. Hope you enjoyed that. And before that, Roy Ayers. Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Now, I know you know the song, and it's a great tune. Roy Ayers is one of those artists who really didn't get his due. And that is from 1976. He was an American funk, soul, jazz composer, vibraphone player, if you can believe that, and obviously a record producer. But go back into the history of music and check out Roy Ayers, because he began his career in the post-bop jazz era. Really cool stuff. Anyway, we've got music happening right here, right now, from a Toronto native, and it is Jerry Legere. He just released an incredible record called Dawnlands. This is a track from the record before that called Nothing Pressing, which came out in 2022. And the video is really cool. It's at a bowling arena, which is just down the street from me. Here's Jerry Legere on the jukebox with Have You Ever Been Happy? And I hope that you have.
Break in the new world, but let me keep my job. Touch of gray on this landscape won't do any harm. Space back. Here we go.
Have you ever been happy? Take all you have.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job. Had second hands, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way off fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I will flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me sitting, I face incarceration, pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed, but I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain? To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what? The life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me.
From New York's finest, that is Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me, Wu-Tang Clan, from the album 36 Chambers Enter the Wu. It was also featured in the 8 Mile movie soundtrack from Eminem, which came out in 1993. They are a classic hip-hop act that really paved the way for so many. We also have music on the show from Nimki and the Ninnies, nominated for a traditional indigenous Juno Award this year at the 2024 Juno Awards in Halifax. Hope to see them there. Jay Sparrow is on the show. Now, Jay Sparrow is a Canadian singer-songwriter born in Thunder Bay, raised in Edmonton, and is really known for his sort of rock and roll punky style. He's really into songwriters like Steve Earle and Bruce Springsteen. He's on the show with a song called That Little Simple Thing. Victoria Gwendolyn is on the show with Daisies in the Ditches. And Victoria is a singer-songwriter of Métis ancestry from Red River, Manitoba. Now, Donovan Woods has just released a new single. It's called Rosemary, and his brand new record is going to be coming out very soon. This is very exciting stuff because he is definitely one of the most solid songwriters here in Canada. Here's Rosemary on the jukebox.
Well then, Rosemary, and your pretty eyes, darling, I am always in the way of what you're wanting. Here this evening, with more than just my health, I arrive with all the trappings of myself. Hallelujah, she had found who she'd like to be. Now she's tugging at a sweater 'cause of me. Does it suit you hanging around, picking up for three? I suppose it must, I guess it does. Darling, are we okay? Well then, Rosemary, in your pretty eyes, darling, I am always in the way of what you want. Here this evening, with more than just my health, I arrive with all the trappings of myself. I was always who you thought I was. I was always who you thought I was that day. Make us feel more or less alone someday. Darling, can you wait till? Darling, are we okay?
Times about
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. When buying seed for your feeders, it may be tempting to get the biggest, cheapest bag. But not all bird seed is the same. When considering what to feed your backyard birds, you want to know two things. The nutritional value of what's in the bag, and whether your birds actually eat the seeds. Birds can require up to 10,000 calories per day and eat as fast as they can, but they toss what they don't like. black oil sunflower seeds are tops. Good protein and fat. Birds seek both. Don't bother with black and white striped sunflower seeds, the kind that people like to eat. They're bigger, less nutritious, and wasted on birds. Other seeds to look for in mixes are white millet and Niger thistle. Avoid mixes with red milo, a livestock grain. Quail and cowbirds might eat it, but it could mold and spoil your feed. To foster healthy birds, stick with the good stuff. Black oil sunflower seeds, white millet, and Niger thistle. And remember to clean your feeding station frequently to reduce the spread of disease and the occurrence of rodents. The birds will thank you. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Sego. Buju Anin.
Danach A. At Anzeni Shukwithan.
Tante.
Ay, Inuhadikai.
Words and Culture weaves conversations with indigenous language and knowledge keepers to learn, celebrate, and connect. Join us as we delve into distinct indigenous language families, beginning in February.